listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a little known occasion in the Old Testament. I'm going to talk to you about the man of God and the false prophet, reading to you from 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 18 and 19, where we read, "He said to him, 'I too am a prophet, as you are.' And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, 'Bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water.' He was lying to him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water." It's one of the strange passages in the book of 1 Kings. The Lord spoke to a man of God from Judah and told him to go and rebuke King Jeroboam of Israel. God also told this anonymous prophet to refuse any invitation to hospitality as he delivered his message. He was to say his word from God and then return directly to Judah. Then came another anonymous prophet, but he was from the northern kingdom of Israel. He spoke to the prophet from Judah, and when he spoke, he was lying to him. The prophet of Israel gave a false word, trying to persuade the man of God from Judah to change his course from doing exactly what God told him to do. Now, perhaps the Israelite prophet saw the tired and weak prophet from Judah sitting under an oak tree, faint with fatigue and a lack of food, and he felt sorry for the famished man of God. Perhaps the lying prophet was motivated by misguided compassion. No matter what his motivation was, his sin was great because he not only lied, he also represented God as a liar. He represented God as contradicting his previous word. But he lied convincingly, claiming that an angel spoke to me. Now, perhaps that was true, and perhaps it was a deceiving angel. Satan and his messengers can appear as angels of light, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us. One way or another, the deception worked, and he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. The man of God from Judah listened to the lie from the prophet of Bethel. He did this for several reasons. First, the prophet from Bethel was probably older. He's described as an old prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 11, and had the respect of the man of God from Judah. Secondly, the prophet from Bethel identified with the man of God from Judah. He said, "I too am a prophet as you are." Third, the prophet from Bethel claimed a spectacular experience. He said, "An angel spoke to me." Fourth, the prophet from Bethel claimed to speak for the Lord. He said, "By the word of the Lord." Fifth, the prophet from Bethel did not seem to be an idolater who should be shunned. He said, "Bring him back with you to your house." And then sixth, the prophet from Bethel offered no reward other than simple food. But no matter how natural and seductive his enticement was, it was the duty of the man of God to resist it. He had a word from God to guide his actions, and he should receive no other word except through dramatic and direct confirmation by God's Spirit. His failure at this point ended his usefulness as a messenger of God. The devotional writer F.B. Meyer well applied the lesson to our life. He said, "When we have received a direct command fresh from the lips of Christ, we must act on it and not be turned aside by different suggestions made to us through the lips of professing Christians. Deal with God at first hand." Now, there may be many reasons why it seems sensible to disobey a command from God, but it's our place to simply trust and obey. There really is no other way, and that's something God wants us to live today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.